From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. CBS Chicago has been tracking robberies in the city and taking a more in-depth look. And here's what we found. As of the end of September, there have been more than 7,300 robberies citywide just this year. That's the most since 2017, but the numbers are down significantly from the early 2000s. 23 years ago, there were more than 12,000 robberies during the same time period. And a rising problem in Chicago and the suburbs, again, is catalytic converter thefts. Now there's a new weapon in the fight to stop the would-be thieves. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart debuted a digital etching tool that engraves a car's VIN number on its catalytic converter. You can get the digital tattoo for your car free at some upcoming community events through Cook County. You can find those dates on their website. The first happens today in Chicago's 11th Ward. And 1 week after a scathing audit of the state's child welfare office, DCFS, its top boss announces his departure. Mark Smith will leave at the end of the year, and it comes as child deaths for kids on DCFS radar are at a near two-decade high, and the department has seen a skyrocketing number of kids languishing in lockups, psych hospitals, and office floors longer than medically necessary under his watch. Otherwise, Smith's tenure came with credit for how DCFS handled COVID and near doubling the department's budget. Your forecast today? Rainy early with cooler temperatures and a high around 72. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.